It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on a Zeus astray. A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. That nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Good Friday, everybody. It's good to have you listening here on BPN Radio. I feel the joy of the Lord today. We're going to pray together for the next hour, the power of an hour. Jesus said to his disciples, could you not tarry 1 hour? Could you not spend 1 hour? We're going to spend an hour with the Lord. So thankful, so grateful to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the globe, around the clock. This time or any time you can pray. Praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Praying for you, your family, your city, your church, your nation. I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. If God be for you, who can be against you? This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I bind all spirits of heaviness, discouragement, despondency, disappointments, disillusionments. And I just declare in Jesus' name that you have been pre-qualified. That's the word the Lord has given me for today. You have been pre-qualified to do the will of God. And some of you think, I have blown it. God will never use me again. But I declare it's a new day. The hand of God is upon you, and you have been pre-qualified to do the will, plan, and purpose of God. Father, we come into your presence here on this Friday declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we enter by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, and we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to do the will of God. Yes, we are. Somebody needs to say, I'm going to do the will of God. And if you are doing the will of God, if you are doing everything that God has told you to do, or you are in motion of doing that, then you need to be happy about that. You need to quit comparing yourself to anybody else. You need to just focus on what you are doing now and any assignment that's in motion. If there's something that you need to do, the door is not opening, you got to realize the door will open. Don't use your hands to open it. Use your voice. Your door is voice activated. And it's not by putting your hand and putting some kind of code or doing something with your hands. It's not your hands. It's your voice. I'm here to declare to you on this Friday that the will of God in your life is in motion, and the door will open by your voice. Your voice, your door is voice activated. Activated. So I want you to take time now, because we're going to pray the will of God be done in your life. And there is nothing more important on this Friday than praying the will of God be done in your life. And I am committed. I'm committed. I've been in ministry now 48 years, 49 years in June, but I'm committed to the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life. So I'm just here. I'm here for you. And I'm going to pray with you today. And I'm going to pray just like it's you and me, just me and you. And because I know that God has a wonderful plan, I would like to hold the ladder and help you climb. Hold the ladder and let you climb. And so we're going to pray today. And we're going to just wait upon the Lord. And we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us today. Is that okay? Is that okay? So I want to welcome churches and cities and nations here on BPN Radio. You can go to our website, bpnradio.com, for more information. That's bpnradio.com. So here we are praying today concerning you, the will of God, the plan of God, and the purpose of God being done in your life. So I want you to get ready to hear the voice of God. In just a few moments, we are going to enter into his presence, because I know that God is going to do something very, very special in your life. I have a word from God concerning America. I have a word from God concerning what I see coming. I have a word from God for you. You. And so Martin Smith is going to sing Waiting Here for You. And let's just wait upon him. And then I'm going to get right back with you, and we're going to pray. It's a wonderful Friday. I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. Okay? So we're going to wait for the Lord. We're going to wait in his presence. And I'm going to be right back. Let's get ready. Get ready, ready, ready.
If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation. We're waiting here for you. Lifted high,
That's my friend, Martin Smith, waiting here for you with our hands lifted high. In Jesus' name, I'm so thankful that you are praying with me today because I have a wonderful word for you, and the word is pre-qualified. You are pre-qualified to do the will, plan, and purpose of God. Now, this is kind of amazing, a little bit spooky, maybe a little bit, but I've been in ministry for a long time. Most of you know me. That I went to type in here on my monitor today from the few notes that I use here on BPN radio, and the word was requalified. And I was just going to say today that you have been requalified, because of some of you feel like that you have been disqualified to do the will of God, disqualified to be in ministry, in business, to be a pastor, to be an evangelist, to be a missionary. And some of you feel like you have been disqualified. And so you are somewhere doing something else. Somewhere, I'm talking to you today, you are somewhere doing something else rather than what is really in your heart, because you feel like you've been disqualified. But I have a word for you from the Lord today, and the word is that you have not been disqualified, you have been re-qualified. And you have been pre-qualified. What does that mean? Well, if you go to the bank and you say, I need to purchase a home, the bank will tell you, or the loan company will tell you, how much you have been pre-qualified to borrow for a new home, or a home, and or maybe an automobile. And so that is the amount that you will be able to spend on that particular item. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that you have not been disqualified. You have not only been requalified, but you have been pre-qualified to do the will of God. No more shame. You say, well, I fell down. Well, get up, get up, get up, get up. It's time to get up. And you say, well, the people that I was in relationship with, the people that I was associated with, they don't want to have anything else to do with me. Well, God has a new company for you. God has a new company for you. And I have a word for those of you that feel like there's people that's not going with you anymore, that is not working with you anymore, not supporting you anymore. There are more people. There are billions of people on this earth. There are many different types of people groups. There are many cities and nations and communities waiting for you. There are new businesses to start. There's new works to begin. I'm telling you that you have not been disqualified. And if you have, then you are being requalified. But today I have even a higher word, and that word is that you have been pre-qualified to do the will of God. What does that mean? Whatever God has put in your heart, you have been pre-qualified to do it. Well, what is the amount? Well, wherever your faith is. Wherever your faith is, as your faith is, so shall it be unto you. So whatever you have faith for, what do you have faith for? And so I had faith that I could start a 24-hour internet prayer radio station. And then I just begin to do something about it. You hear something, you see something, you say something, and the open door is activated, but your words, it's not activated by some type of combination with your hands. Listen to me, it's activated by your voice. I begin to say, I'm going to lead prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. And as I begin to speak those words, the door opened. Now, there's another word. There's another word that I have for you right now. It's called glory. One word is pre-qualified. Another word is glory. I've been hearing the Holy Ghost say that the glory of the Lord is coming to certain geographical locations in America. We have been praying for it, believing for it. I believe it's the glory is going to come into certain homes. I'm talking about certain homes. I'm not just talking about any home. I'm talking about certain homes that have made room for the glory of God and are praying for the glory of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is the presence of God. Now, this is not a preaching broadcast, not a teaching broadcast, but let me read these words to you. Here's what it says, 2 Chronicles 7. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw the fire came down, the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground, to the pavement. They got their faces down on the ground and they begin to worship. The glory of the Lord is going to enter some homes, and the glory of the Lord is going to enter some churches. Some churches. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro up and down the earth, seeking for an occasion to show himself strong. So, Father, we pray right now for the glory. The glory, the glory. What is the glory? It's not just another byword. The glory of the Lord is the manifested presence of the Lord, a clear demonstration of his power. Father, we pray for the glory today. And we pray, Lord, that people that have been disqualified by others, disqualified themselves, that they will get requalified. You're saying they're requalified. In fact, you are saying they are pre-qualified to do the will of God and to experience the glory, the manifested presence of God, a clear demonstration of his power. A clear demonstration of his power. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing at this very, very moment. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Bible said that the glory of God came into the house of the Lord, and people could not stand. The priest could not stand because of the glory of God, the heavy glory of God. I declare there is a new wave of glory coming. There is a new wave of revival coming to this nation. I believe it's already being manifested in some homes that I don't even know about. I believe there will come a day here on BPN Radio that the broadcast will be filled with testimonies, with people expressing what God is doing because of the manifested glory of God. A clear demonstration of his power. In the church that I was ministering at last night, I began to share how in 1994 that Gene and I went to Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. Thought we were going to be there a few days, but we were there for 24 weeks, day and night for 24 weeks. Sometimes the services would last for hours at a time. And we were able to go that long and even longer. We came back continued on in 1995. But we experienced the glory of God. We were able to go 24 weeks because there was a demonstration. People were healed. People were set free. People were saved. People were baptized in the Holy Ghost. Marriages were put back together. Miracles, signs, and wonders happened. And there was such glory in the building. And I know that this may sound a little bit freakish to some of you, but there was a period of that 24 weeks that I was not even able to stand alone by myself and minister because of the glory of God. Had two men stood beside me and held me up. I literally saw people crawl in the building, out of the building, because of the glory of God. They could not stand because the presence of God, the demonstration of his power, the manifested presence of the Lord was so strong. People were ministered to. Signs and wonders and miracles. A man that had not walked for 11 years, he was healed one morning, went walking and leaping and running and praising God. A woman legally blind was healed. A woman with a tumor about the size of a cantaloupe. And she was, she was healed. I mean, it went on and on and on. Marriages were put back together. A couple that have been apart for 19 years, their marriage was put back together. There was a clear demonstration, and there's other things, that other meetings that I could talk to you about, but I was talking about that meeting. And I'm here to say that there is an awakening coming to America. There is a wave of revival coming that is going to be launched by the glory of God, the manifested presence of God, appearing in different geographical locations with signs and wonders and miracles. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. We pray, O God, for your glory. I thank you for the fire that's coming. I thank you for the fire of the day of Pentecost. But there is even something greater than the fire, and that is the glory, the manifested presence of God. The fire gets inside of us. It burns inside of us. But there is the manifested presence of God. A clear manifestation. We pray for it. Would you help me pray right now? Father, we desire to see your glory, your manifested presence in this nation, in homes, in businesses, on college and university campuses, in middle schools, high schools, in the name of Jesus, in churches. Lord, we know that revival is going to begin in the streets of our nation and spill over into the churches. But I believe that all of it is going to start in Jesus' name. A preemptive solution, a preemptive power of the manifested presence of God. God, we believe you. We believe you. We believe you. We believe you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. My friend and spiritual son, Godfrey Bertel, he's written a song that's just really in my spirit today and recorded, called About the Glory of God, looking for his presence. What we need, the presence of God. We are so full of ourselves. The church is so full of their own direction. They're so full of their schedule. They're so full. But I believe we need the manifested presence of God. We need to look for his presence. This is what the song says, looking for your presence.
Footsteps towards these ruins. We need you.
We need you, Lord. We need you here now.
We need you here. Our homes are broken up.
Your sin.
In this nation, work your deliverance in this place. Work your deliverance in this place. God, we need you. We need you now in Jesus' name. Lord, we're hungry. We're thirsty for you. We are looking for your presence. We need your presence. We need the manifested presence of God. Yes, we do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We need you now. We need you now, Lord. Your glory. Your glory.
Looking for your presence. It's time to see your face.
It's time, church. It's time. It's time. It's time.
May the windows of heaven.
Heavy glory. Can your heavy glory?
Can your heavy,
your heavy glory, Lord. Your heavy glory, Lord.
Can your heavy glory?
We need your glory, Lord. We need you now.
Thank you.
Well, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, around the globe, around the clock, this time or at any time. Thank you for praying with us here. We are praying today on BPN Radio, and the buzzword is glory, glory, glory. I know you heard that a lot, but I heard the Holy Ghost say that the glory of God is coming to certain locations, certain cities, certain individuals, homes, certain churches in America. So we're praying today. We know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Godfrey Birtle and Martin Smith singing today here on BPN Radio, my friends from England. And I'm so thankful to have you here on BPN. If you want to make a contribution to BPN Radio to help us here, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page of the website, and there's a donate button. You can click on that, make your donation. I want to thank those of you that have been making contributions to help us here spread the message of prayer across America and the nations of the world. So thankful to have you today, because I'm believing for the glory of God. And so we're praying today for the glory of God. And I believe there is still hope in America. I believe that we are coming now to the place that we have been praying for. I believe that God is about to raise up preachers and ministers and messengers that we've never heard about. No names. And the Holy Spirit told me that people are going to come out of obscurity to do great exploits for God. They are 11th hour workers, and we're going to say, who are they? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, they will not need an introduction. And all of these men and women across the land, that they are promoting themselves and their ministry and their work and their kingdom, it's all coming to an end. The no names are the ones. They will not need an introduction. They will not need people to know what they've done, where they've been, because they won't have much of a resume. They'll just stand up and begin to minister. They would just stand up and they just begin to minister. And people will say, I see Jesus. And there will be demonstrations. There will be glory. Glory is the manifested presence of God, a clear demonstration of His power. And there will be a witness in the Spirit. We won't even have to know her name, his name. We won't even have to know their age. They may be 8 or 18 or 88. It will not make a difference. There is coming a new day. I'm prophesying there's coming a new season in this nation. And those that have promoted themselves and have attempted to make themselves known and have raising money for their kingdom and living lavish lifestyles, they will sit down. And standing up will be the no names, because they won't have a resume. So I'm here to help them. I'm just here to help you. And if you're coming out of obscurity, then I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. And we're going to have a meeting in Comanche, Oklahoma, Dr. Larry Martin and myself, where we started out as boys in the city. And we're going to help you. We're going to lay hands on you in the month of June. I'm going to celebrate 49 years of ministry. We're going to help you get started. And before that and after that, I'll still help you get started. I'm here to help you climb the ladder. I'm here. I don't even have to be a voice. You don't even have to hear my voice. You can, maybe some young person, young man, young lady would just come begin to lead BPN Radio. So be it. So be it. I am just here. I just want to promote the kingdom of God. I want to lift up the hands that hang down. I want to say to you that you can do it, you can make it, and you're looking good. You're looking good. and you have not been disqualified or set aside, I hear the Holy Spirit. Heard the Holy Spirit say today that you have been pre-qualified. I tried to write re-qualified, but it did not come out that way. A P was added, and the Holy Spirit said, "No, you got it right. Pre-qualified." The Holy Spirit has pre-qualified you to preach, to teach, to prophesy, to declare the word of the Lord, to start a business, to make to do an invention, to dig something out of the ground. I don't know what it is, but these are wonderful days that we are going to experience the glory of God in unusual places. Unusual places. And the glory of God is the manifested presence of God. And so, you know, we sometimes we just give up on life, and we look at the news broadcast. We spend about 8 hours a day listening to those people that are giving bad reports of what's going to happen to America, who's coming, all the suffering. We cannot focus on that. We must keep our eyes upon Him, because He is still God. I declare that you are still God in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, we ask that you send a wave of glory over this nation, that you send a wave of revival. We pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. Help me pray. Mandala brote serabate mesibri kite shukutara brote beite. You say, "Well, I don't believe in speaking in tongues, praying in tongues." We just pray in English. Let me pray in tongues, and you pray in English. If you pray in tongues, you can pray along with me. We are interceding. We are intercessors interceding for revival in this nation. Nana mandole brikita batura brie minimini andri brieta rebekuta rebesita brieta rebeke. Hallelujah. 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 There's a wave coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And it's going to come in the most unusual places. It's going to come through some of the most unusual people. And it's not going to be like you think, because you must understand that God has already pre-qualified some people to preach, to testify. There's people they're just going to go around sharing their testimony. And when they share the testimony, the glory of God's going to come. There are some people that just going to go around and read testimonies. That's what we did back in Fort Worth 20 years ago. People just went out of there reading testimonies into other churches, and the glory of God came. And the anointing of God came. People were healed, set free, delivered, saved. And so I declare in Jesus' name that God is still God. It makes no difference what the circumstances are, what the media may say, what the economy may say, what politicians may say, or even what the church may say in some cases, because they're not talking about the glory of God. They're not talking about revival. They're doing some motivational speech. You can only motivate people so long. People can only sit in a place for so long and listen to somebody else talk. Having a new talk every week. We need to experience the glory of God. We need revival in this nation. And God is still God. And we cry out for it in Jesus' name. You're still God. We declare that God is still God.
Your presence, oh God, in this dry and weary. So many people drifting away. How we need to understand.
You're still God.
You're still God.
You're still God, even when
You're still God. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. We're going to be still and know that you're God. One of my spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertel, there. God. You're still God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Still God. You are still God. That's Godfrey Bertel singing, helping me here. You say, why do you have music on a prayer service? Because prayer and music go together, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking about just any music. I'm talking about music that complements whatever we're praying about. It's not just putting a song on, and it's accompanying the prayer, whatever the Holy Spirit is saying. And music can extend whatever the Holy Spirit's saying, putting into song a melody that will reach into the very depths of our hearts. So here on Breakout Prayer Network, I love to have people sing, particularly those that I'm in relationship with, people that I know, people that I've prayed with, people that I've ministered with. I love to have those guys on BPN Radio with me, Godfrey Bertel and Martin Smith and Leland and others that are on the program, the broadcast. Wow, I feel the Holy Ghost today. You know that I love the anointing. I love to work with the Holy Spirit. And I've misplaced all of my notes here. This is a wonderful day. You know, when is the pastor, the minister, is just going to go onto the platform, onto the stage, and just open his Bible or tell people to get on their feet and start worshiping God, or just speak right out of his spirit or her spirit, whatever they hear the Holy Spirit saying? In Jesus' name, it's a new day, and I may sound a little bit radical on this Friday, but I feel the Holy Ghost at work in our lives, and the glory of God, the kabod, the glory of God. One of the saddest passages of Scripture in the Bible is where the glory of God, Ichabod, was over the door. What did that mean, Ichabod? The glory of God has departed. But there is a kabod. And Godfrey Bertel was talking about the heavy glory. I'm telling you, when the glory of God comes, it is very heavy. It's very difficult to stand. The Bible said that the priest could not stand because of the glory of God. And when the glory of God comes, it's very, very difficult to function properly. It's very difficult just to go on with business as usual. In Jesus' name. I mean, years ago, the glory of God came in before a Sunday school class. We forgot about Sunday school. We did not know when Sunday school was to begin or when it was to end or the service was to begin or was to close. There was no start and there was no conclusion. I am prophesying, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday on BPN Radio that the day is coming where the glory of God is going to come, not accidentally. Listen to me now. It's not going to come accidentally. You say, well, maybe it will just show up. No, you have to expect it. You have to believe for it. You have to prepare yourself for the glory of God to come into your home, the glory of God to come into your church, or even your city, and the glory of God, even into your school, your business. The glory of God. He will not just come. The glory will not come accidentally. The manifested presence of God, a clear demonstration of His power with signs and wonders and miracles. But you've got to call for it. But there will come a day that those that are longing for the glory of God will come, and there will be, I don't know what we're going to call it, church services, meetings, I don't know, but people will come into church before daylight, and they will still be there after dark, and it's just going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing, and there will be no formal opening, no formal closure. You say, "Well, we in our church we don't want that because we have to stick to a schedule." Well, you stay with your schedule. It's all I can say, and I'm not trying to be negative or derogatory, but I'm telling you, you may have a schedule now, but if you're looking for the glory of God, the manifested presence of God, there will be no schedule. And people will come before the service begins, and they will remain after the service, after the normal time closes, because the glory of God will be there. People will be getting saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit. There will be signs and wonders and miracles and healings. And religious people will run. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Religious people will run out the door. But those hungry for God that don't know anything about God, but they will love the demonstration and they will be attracted. They will run in. Religious people that have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof, they'll just run out the door. But there will be people that may not even know God. They'll come, they'll spill from the streets into the church. So there will be services going outside the church. There'll be things going on in the streets. Then people will come into the church to receive some instruction or see the manifested presence of God. I don't know exactly how it's going to happen. I just say we are looking for your presence. I am so hungry, so thirsty. There's the key. 1966, I began to get up at 2:00 in the morning, give God the first hour of my day because I was so hungry, so thirsty for God. And I pray for you now. If there is no hunger, if there's no thirst, you're just saying, well, this guy just rattling off. No. But if I'm making contact with you today and there's something deep inside of you that says, oh God, I want you more than anything else. I want you. I want to do your will. I know that I'm pre-qualified. I'm pre-qualified to do what you put in my heart to do. And Jesus said, blessed are those which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. No more games. No more business as usual. In Jesus' name, I pray that the anointing right where you're at whether you're walking down the street in your home, driving down the road, I pray right now the anointing. I want you to receive. I just want you to say, Lord, I receive right now. I want you to receive. I want you to receive the anointing. I want you to receive the ministry of the Holy Ghost right now. Would you do it? Receive it right now. I love the Holy Spirit. I love the Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost. When I go into my prayer room, I have a chair for the Holy Ghost to sit in. I know he doesn't need to sit, but I love to sit down, sit in his presence. I love to speak to him, talk to him about the services, talk to him about my dreams and vision, talk to him about what he's put in my heart to do. I love the Holy Spirit. I love to work with the Holy Spirit. I love it when I get up and I don't know what I'm going to say. That doesn't mean I've not been preparing. I've ministered over 13,000 times, so I've been preparing for a long time. But I love it. I love it when the Holy Spirit speaks to me and when he just gives me words to say. And, I might just want to read from a book I've written, or I might just want to get up and just share a testimony or just begin to prophesy. But I love to live the Spirit-led life. I love to get on BPN radio not knowing exactly what I'm going to say or what I'm going to pray. I just love to come on and pray with you. And I set myself in agreement right now in the final moments of this prayer broadcast on this Friday. I set myself in agreement with you that the will of God be done in your life. And there are some of you that are saying, well, when I get out of debt, or when I get my marriage back together, or when I lose 30 pounds, or when I feel more spiritual. No. Today is the day that you just say, Lord, yes. I will not allow circumstances to disqualify me, for I've already been pre-qualified to do the will, plan, and purpose of God. And you need to say with your mouth as I pray for you today, I will do the will of God. And my family will do the will of God. Joshua stood up and made this proclamation. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to do the will of God. You need to tell your husband, your wife. You need to tell your children. You need to tell your mother, father, we're going to do the will of God. Our house is going to be a place that is eligible for the glory of God to come in. We are going to do the will of God. Thank you for listening today. I'm so thankful and so grateful to have you as a part of BPN Radio. If you have a prayer request, you can go to www.bpnradio.com. I'm going to be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.